You're listening to SBS News.
Coronavirus restrictions are easing across Australia, but don't expect to be shaking hands anytime soon. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the more people stick to physical distancing and good hand hygiene, the sooner other parts of the economy will reopen. Mr. Morrison also flagged the possibility of new home construction and major renovation projects getting cash grants under a federal government coronavirus recovery plan to boost the construction sector. Speaking at a press conference in Sydney to launch construction work on a new airport metro line, Mr. Morrison said his government was committed to helping out industries that may be struggling.
When the coronavirus first hit, we ensured we laid down the strongest possible safety net and platform to ensure Australians could be supported during the economic crisis. JobKeeper, JobSeeker, the cash flow allowance, safety net for Australians, broad-based. Now, as time goes on, there are sectors who will endure more of the pain for longer. And what we've seen, there'll be gaps that occur in our economy. And house building, residential construction, will be one of those gaps that we have to address.
Master Builders Australia Chief Executive Danita Warne has welcomed any moves to increase support for the construction industry. Ms. Warne says while business has generally been good because the industry has been working on pre-COVID contracts already signed, it's the lack of future contracts that's likely to cause problems.
Well, we've forecast based on the 1990s recession that if you see unemployment in this country hitting over 10%, then the likelihood is that you'll see a decline of construction between 40 to 50%. That means a decline in jobs by around about 450,000 people directly employed in the industry, which is a massive drop in employment. And also it has its long-term bearing on other industries that we rely upon as well.
New South Wales residents now have more freedom than they've had in months, with restrictions eased at a host of venues, including restaurants, pubs, chapels and beauty salons, while libraries, art galleries, museums, zoos, reptile parks and aquariums are also reopening from today. Victorians will also be able to enjoy a beer and go out for brunch, with cafes, restaurants and other spaces allowed to reopen with a 20-person maximum. However, social distancing must be maintained. Libraries, galleries, museums, places of worship, beauty salons and massage parlours will also resume today in that state. In Victoria, there are four more cases than yesterday, while New South Wales has reported another three cases. Premier Daniel Andrews says more than 500,000 tests have now been conducted in Victoria, one of the highest rates in the world.
So each time we set a target to give us the data we need so we've got options when it comes to restrictions, we are smashing those targets, and that data means we have, I think, Australia's best understanding of how much virus is out there in the Victorian community. That means we're making decisions based on science, evidence, data, rather than guesswork.
Queenslanders will now be able to congregate in groups of 20 in pubs, gyms and even travel interstate, but borders remain closed. The state brought forward the next easing of restrictions by almost 2 weeks after zero new cases were announced for the third straight day on Sunday. But travel restrictions regarding remote and vulnerable Indigenous communities remain in place. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says while the borders will stay closed for now, she's urging Queenslanders to start planning a holiday in their own state to boost the local economy.
So I'm encouraging Queenslanders to get out of their house, to get into their car and to book accommodation somewhere in Queensland that you haven't been before.
Leading by example, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall separately marked the easing of restrictions with fresh beers from the tap. The federal government has unveiled a three-phase plan to ease coronavirus restrictions in the coming months, and it's up to the states and territories to determine when to ease the restrictions. Mr. Frydenberg says the easing of restrictions will involve more than 800,000 people returning to work.
The success that we've had on the health front is now allowing us to ease the restrictions. And what National Cabinet agreed to, easing restrictions in three separate stages will see 850,000 people back at work. It will see $9.4 billion being contributed to the economy each and every month. That is the benefit of the progress on the health front to the overall Australian economy.
Australia has recorded more than 7,000 cases of COVID-19. A total of 6,614 people have recovered from the illness. Three people are in intensive care and 478 cases remain active. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.